10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
My friends and family of light, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is Maarten Horst speaking, and I'm your friend, and I'm bringing you the latest galactic news. And today we have a special report about the Return to Innocence event in Glastonbury, England, on December 21st and 22nd. Now, I want to start with saying that it was a very beautiful event with a lot of very nice energies and nice people, and innocence is actually the word that we all came in. We came all in a state of innocence, and Isis started with a beautiful meditation on Saturday morning to guide us into a state of innocence. And I think we all reached in the group there in Glastonbury, in the Abbey House, we reached the state of innocence. And I myself had a vision during that meditation that I was seeing water and rainbow colored fish and all beautiful plants and the sea and rocks and all kind of paradise-like creatures, and the elves and the elementals and the Deva kingdom. I all saw them in the meditation. So during the day Saturday, we gathered together at the Abbey House in Glastonbury, and we were welcomed by Isis and Cobra. And the group was consisting of 34 people from all over the world, from all walks of life. And during this Saturday, we were guided to return to innocence, and we had an explanation about the Vaisa Pisces symbol, the two circles intersecting, which you can find also in Chalice Well. Because this is where we went to this Saturday, to Chalice Well, to do a meditation. And we also went to the White Springs. And the White Springs is really also a special place, a very special place, because it's connected to tunnels to inner earth, where the resistance moving at the same time was doing a meditation, and they were aware of our presence. So this is very special. This is what Cobra told me. Now, the ceremony, the meditation that we all did in silence in Chalice Well was very special. And there were also other groups of light workers doing ceremonies for the December the 21st. And there was a very beautiful, serene silence in the Chalice Well. And the colors of the light were also very beautiful, because the sun was setting. It was the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice, on December 21st in Glastonbury. Now, in the morning, when we gathered together as a group at the Abbey House for the meditation, we were guided and prepared for the ceremony in Chalice Well and in White Springs. And in the morning, we had to introduce ourselves shortly, what we are doing and where we are from. And we were remembering our star names. That was very beautiful. We all were invoking the presence of our guides, our galactic guides or spiritual guides, with the meditation that Cobra did. And it was a beautiful meditation where you walk up a mountain path and you come closer to a mountain, and there's a temple on the mountain. And when you approach the temple, you meet your higher self, your mirror. And this person told me my star name, and also other people received their star name in the group, but not everybody. And the people who did not receive the star name, they just said, "I'm a being of light," as they were instructed by Isis and Cobra. But my star name was very special, I remember it. It is Aconcagua Antares, and I know that Antares is a star also. It's not Antares, but Antares, with an IS on at the end. So that said, I want to go back to the Saturday where we were gathering at the Chalice Well. And there was a special moment that the lady gave a crystal, a diamond I believe, to Isis, and she dropped it in Chalice Well with a special blessing for Mother Earth. And this was a very sacred moment when this happened, and I was attending this, and it was very beautiful. Also, when the sun was setting, we were walking to the White Springs, just opposite of the road, next to Chalice Well. And in the chambers there was a beautiful dimmed light from candles, and people were singing chanting, and we were spontaneously joining them in the chanting. And when I will make the report on a YouTube video, I will add some pictures from also that I took in White Springs. Without flash, of course, because you're not allowed to take pictures with flash because it's disturbing the spiritual energies that are very high there at that place. So Saturday was really a very quiet day. Compared to Florence, it was really very relaxing this weekend with Cobra and Isis and the group. There was a smooth energy, a smooth atmosphere, people were happy and calm. And we had a sit down with the meditations that we did, and I understood from Cobra's update that it was partly successful the weekend, but that was not due to the group, but due to the reaching of the population, the people that were attending in meditation. We have to reach critical mass, it's about this. But the whole ceremony in Glastonbury was a success, and we all have enjoyed it very much. And there was a very nice group cohesion. The members of the group were all very closely connected very soon, and we had wonderful hugs and conversations, and the atmosphere was great. So now I want to go to Sunday, where we had another meditation, and it was a special moment that we would receive our star name. And also on Sunday we visited the Glastonbury Tor, and the walk to the Tor was very nice. And what was very special to notice is that the weather during the whole weekend was quite nice, a few showers but not a lot of rain, and clear skies and beautiful sunsets. But as soon as the weekend from the return to innocence was over, we had a very intense storm on Monday. And Monday when I left, I had to drive through this storm, and we had to wait 12 hours at the port of Dover to go back to the continent. But it was an amazing storm, and I have the feeling that this storm was meant to clean the energies of the British Isles, because some very dark, powerful, well, some very dark beings are located in England. And I think with the meditation that we did, we triggered this storm to make it a cleaning storm, to get rid of any pollution in the energies or in the physical. So the beautiful thing is that during the meditation and during the weekend and the activation, the weather was quite calm, and immediately after that it started to break loose, this storm. So it was amazing to see that. And also on this Sunday we had a very nice event in the Abbey House, where we were as a group together. And after we came back from the Glastonbury Tor, Isis invited us to dance in our innocence. I was very surprised and happy to hear that she played a song from Metin Goodall. And Metin Goodall will be on my radio show somewhere in February. And of course the goddess is the sorcerer's daughter. It's a priestess, of course. That's what she explained, and I understood very clearly from the music from Metin Goodall what he meant with the sorcerer's daughter. It's an album from 2006. You can find it on metingoodall.net, and also the meditation from Cobra and Isis that was done together with Metwin Goodall. You can find on the 2012portal.blogspot.com or on the website of Metwin Goodall, metwingoodall.net. And I will just play Legacy, the first song from The Sorcerer's Daughter, where we had our Dance of Innocence. And if you hear this music, you can imagine how it was for us to do this dance with our intuition and our spiritual guides. Here it is. Thank you. Yes, this was a legacy from the album The Sorcerer's Daughter from Metin Gudal. And Isis played this music while we were doing our dance, our intuitive dance, to return to our innocence. And this was a very beautiful experience for all of us. Now, the Sunday was an in-depth day of Saturday, because the information Cobra gave us on Saturday together with Isis brought us in a state of bliss, and we went in the meditations on Sunday deeper into this state, and we uncovered the mysteries of being a god and a goddess, and being into our heart and into our innocence. And the feeling of being in your innocence is a very beautiful feeling. It's being as a child and expecting magic. And we can expect magic when the event happens. It will be magic for us. And because we are informed about this information from Cobra, and because we are light workers and incarnated here with a purpose, it will be truly magic for us. But the other population of the world, the people that are living in the matrix, they will need our guidance when the event happens. So that's why there is prepareforchange.net, where you can subscribe and become a member, so that you can help the surface population from the earth to assist them and giving them quality information when the event happens. But the most of the information will come from the resistance movement on the television channels and radio channels and on the internet. But it's always good to be a supporting force, a strength for your family and the people around you that might need you when the event happens. And that being said, this Sunday was really amazing. Also with the walk through the Tor, next to Glastonbury, and there was a very strong wind, so we didn't do our initiation there. We did it afterwards, after the walk, when we came back in the Abbey House in Glastonbury. But on the tour, people were laughing and smiling and dancing and hugging each other. There was a very wonderful atmosphere. But the climb to the top was quite intense, and to my surprise and happiness, the elderly people made it to the top, and they wanted to go to the top, so that was wonderful to see. And the people that were around me at that time were very happy, in a state of bliss. We were all in a state of bliss. This was wonderful. And I put a little stone that I found in the park in Florence, where we did our silent meditation. And I put this stone on the Glastonbury Tor in a little corner, so that the energies of Florence and Glastonbury can connect with each other. And they also did that already in the etheric plane, but now also in the physical. There is a physical part from Florence that is now in Glastonbury at the Tor. So I think that was a nice symbolic act to do. And because I carried this little stone with me since Florence, so it was nice to hand it over to the Mother Earth hotspot. The feminine energies are so strong in Glastonbury, and that's where I left the little stone. And I also want to tell you that I have had a very nice welcome on Saturday when I entered the room. Cobra was standing there, and he was playing music from Metin Gudal, very beautiful album, and the name of the album is Earth Healer Part 2. And I think it's very like the nail on the head to play this because we need to heal our Mother Earth. So I think it was a very good choice from Cobra to play this. And I have a choice from 8 songs in this album. And what I want to play is No More Boundaries, because we need to liberate ourselves and the planet. So that's why No More Boundaries, I think, is a very appropriate moment to play, and also to remember our welcome into the Abbey House by Cobra and Isis. No More Boundaries from Metzmin Goodall from the album Earth Healer Part 2. Thank you. I just discovered that actually the album that Cobra was playing from Edwin Goodall was Moon Goddess Part 2 and not Earth Healing Part 2, but maybe you have time to play something from Moon Goddess at the end of the show. To go further on what happened on Sunday during the meditation when we came back from the Glastonbury tour, we were sitting in a circle, in a group, and there was a beautiful altar in the middle of the circle, and we made a spiral around the crystal, all of us. We were holding our hands and we were creating a vortex, a spiral of living human beings holding our hands towards the center of the room where we were, and this was quite a very intense and beautiful experience, and I've never experienced something like this before. And after that we made a drawing on a part of the Flower of Life figure. We could use our own colors, and it was really at the end of the event on Sunday, at the end of the afternoon, and people were like children on the floor drawing this beautiful mandala, this beautiful part of the Flower of Life. And that was a really nice experience, very happy experience for all of us, and we were all connecting and chatting together and talking, and the atmosphere was really cozy, really nice. And before that, Isis gave a long explanation about the feminine energies and the innocence of being human and daring to show your vulnerable part, and she was doing this in a quite a beautiful way, explaining this and explaining about the Father Mother God energies and the geometry that is connected to the Visca Pisces and the two circles intersecting and creating with a third circle the tetrahedron, and then the star tetrahedron, and then the star Flower of Life, which is actually a three-dimensional figure if you if you can see the geometry of it. And all the platonic bodies like the tetrahedron, the octahedron, the cube, the icosahedron, which has 20 triangles, 20 isosceles triangles, and then the pentagon dodecahedron, which has 12 sides of 5-pointed planes. But all those objects from the platonic bodies fit into the Flower of Life in some way or another, so you can really create a multidimensional sacred geometry by visualizing this. And during the meditation I visualized all those circles intersecting one another, and then when you zoom out you see millions of circles creating many flowers of life, and when you zoom in you will see one big circle. So there is no end to this sacred geometry, and every part fits into the other and creates another tetrahedron or star tetrahedron or octahedron or cube or icosahedron, and they are all interconnected and interrelated. And the Greek philosopher Plato was, as far as history can tell us, the first who knew about this. But I can tell you that the Egyptians and the Atlanteans and the Lemurians and the Mayans knew about this beforehand, before the Greek culture was flowering. But in official history they talk about the Greek culture, who was the first culture who discovered it, but that is not true, of course. It goes way back, further back to Atlantis and beyond, because actually the basis of the universe is information, and information can be anything. It can be geometry, it can be chemistry, it can be physics, it can be mathematics, and information is related to creation. So before this was discovered, it was already there, of course. It started with Father Mother God creating two circles intersecting one and another and creating a third circle where they intersect. You can draw a vertical line, and then you have, when you use a compass, you can make an isosceles triangle, and from there you can create a pyramid. And then with the pyramid I mean a tetrahedron, because there's a difference between the pyramids in Egypt, which are actually half octahedrons. They have 8 sides, 4 on the top and 4 in the earth. And octa is 8 in Latin, and tetra is 4 in Latin. So a tetrahedron are 4 isosceles triangles connected, and a star tetrahedron is both of those tetrahedrons intersecting. And then around that you can again create a cube, which is very interesting. So, and there were also many crop circles in the last few years that represented the tetrahedron or the star tetrahedron, and the flower of life, of course, in many fields all over the world, but especially in England. And what is nice to tell you, my friends, is that when I drove to Glastonbury with my friends in the car on Friday, we had a stopover at the Barge Inn, which is a top location for crop circle researchers. And we had a look around, and we went up the hill to do a UFO watch, and we made some pictures of orbs, which are higher dimensional beings. And that was a nice experience also. But overall, the whole weekend in Glastonbury was fantastic. The group dynamics were wonderful, and the energies were calm, not so intense as in Florence. This was a very peaceful meditation, a very peaceful event, a very peaceful weekend. And because of the calmness, we also had more time to interact with Isis and Cobra, which was very nice, because I have a good feeling that I know them a bit better, and I'm very pleased with this. And I feel the whole group, including Cobra and Isis, are part of a sacred group of friends now that we are connected. And Cobra told us that in the future, in the history books, there will be stories written about us, about the Prepare for Change people, that by doing these initiations and events created actually the initiators of the Golden Age. So we will be remembered, all of us who were in meditation, during those activations of those portals, like in Florence and in Glastonbury, that we are the initiators of the Golden Age, and this will be remembered in the history books of the children of the future. And it was a wonderful feeling to be in innocence. And the way that Isis and Cobra led us into this state of innocence was amazing, and we could all feel it. And it was also wonderful to look around the circle when we were doing the meditation, to look at the faces of the people. And you could see that all of us were calm and happy and in innocence, and it was beautiful to see the expressions on the faces when people were meditating. And also when we were walking around, we had very nice contact with each other, and I haven't felt any frustration or whatsoever. So I'm very happy with this, that I was part of this event in Glastonbury. It was a big success. And of course, there was something about the light from the sun, especially on Saturday, when the sun was setting, the colors in the sky were so beautiful, really mysterious. When we were walking down from Chalice Well back to the Abbey House, the colors of the sun setting were really amazing. I'm very happy that I was there, and to meet all the people, and to meet Cobra again and Isis again. And and I bought a few stones for my little cousins, who I saw yesterday for Christmas. And They are very happy with the stones, and they are hanging around their neck, beautiful little hearts that are tokenized. And Cobra is selling those stones on his blog, I believe. So, if you are interested to buy tokenized crystals, you can go to 2012portal.blogspot.com. And by the way, one of the group attendees, a wonderful woman from Switzerland, who I consider a dear friend also, brought some mandalas that she made on plastified paper, and she has received those images by spirit. So at the end of the ceremony on Sunday, she gave them for free to all of us, and I've given them to my little cousins, the daughters of my sister, and they are very happy with it. So that was very nice to share with you this intimate feeling that we are all connected. And of course, when you're listening to ET First Contact Radio via Finding Voices Radio or via BBS Radio, you know that we are all connected, and especially in spirit, because there is no separation. Separation is illusion. Pardon me. And now I want to share with you a piece of music from Metrin Gudal. As I told you, when we entered the room on Saturday, I believe it was after we went to the chalice well. It's from the album Moon Goddess, and the song that I like very much from this album is called Starseed, and also The Eyes of Love. And we know that we are starseeds, so The Eyes of Love is now a confirmation of the success of the weekend in Glastonbury. So that's what I will play, The Eyes of Love. Thank you. Yes, beautiful, peaceful music, The Eyes of Love from Edwin Goodall, from the album Moon Goddess Part 2. And I believe that Isis also chose the music from Edwin Goodall, especially Moon Goddess, because the Moon Goddess is what is connecting the Divine Feminine in all people. And this is very important for us to develop as human beings, to rediscover the feminine energy and how healing it can be. And in this music you can feel it awakening inside of you. So that was a beautiful gesture of Cobra to play this when we were entering the room on Saturday. Now overall, all the meditations and all the conversations we had and the explanation from Cobra, one of the things that I want to share what Cobra told us is that even though yesterday on the December 25th the window of opportunity closed and the next one will open in the spring of the next year, the event can happen any moment. It can happen now, it can happen at the second or at the next window of opportunity. But because we did all those portals and all those activations, a lot of things have been cleared in the etherical plane. So that is why the event can happen any moment. Today, tomorrow, next week, next month. The important message, however, is that it's not depending anymore on the windows of opportunity. But it's more likely that it will happen in the windows of opportunity. But the resistance movement is working very hard behind the scenes to accomplish things, to let the event happen as soon as possible. And you can read Cobra's last update on the 2012 portal.blogspot.com. So the information is already there. His report on the energies of Glastonbury, of the Return to Innocence event or venue that I attended with 34 other people from all over the world. It was a magical experience. It was magical to return to my own innocence, and the visions I had were beautiful. And the contact I had with the people there was beautiful. Compared to Florence, this was a very calm and soothing energy. And there were also some people that I met in Florence that were here also. So you can see that there are some very motivated people that want to help to liberate the planet. And they are very courageous. We are all very courageous, also in meditation from wherever you are attending to in the world. It was a success and it was beautiful. And I want to thank Cobra and Isis for organizing this. And I want to thank all the people in the group who were there, who joined us. And of course the energies of Gaia and the Ascended Masters and the Star Beings who were present at us during the meditation. And I want to thank all the people all around the world who are with us in spirit during the meditation. So please share this video on your blogs and on your websites. It will be shared on Cobra's website, 2012portal.blogspot.com, and we will see where the next venue will be located. I believe something will happen in the spring, and we can hear that from Cobra, and hopefully the event will happen as soon as possible, because people have voted on Cobra's blog, and 80% or more, 89% has 89% from the people have voted that they want it now, although the risks involved. And there is also a petition where you can sign, which is very important because we need a critical mass. We need 144,000 people to sign, and you can do that via Cobra's blog, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And I have now come to the end of this report, and I want to thank you for listening. And go to intergalacticradiostation.com, where you can see the next interview I will have with people, and the latest information about my radio show on intergalacticradiostation.com. This was Martin Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio on behalf of Cobra and the group that gathered together in Glastonbury, England, on December 21st and 22nd, 2013. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Namaste and goodbye.